In our last Patterns of Care study, Hal Burstein asked us to put in a question, which was, I think it was the last five patients that you treated with metastatic breast cancer who died, how many different chemotherapy regimens did they get along the way? And it was about five.
Yeah, so I actually did that survey by email a few years ago. And
really?
Got the
same answer?
Yep.
So for example,
in the U.S., I think it's five. In Europe, it's probably three. Or two.
So what are some of the agents that you consider among those five? And again, does X have any role, or is it down at the bottom, or, you know,
I think exenavalone is one more drug in the sequential single agent lineup.
I mean, any sense about how it fits in risk-benefit-wise compared to other regimens like gemcitabine, vinorelbine?
So I don't think we have enough experience with it yet in general.
So here's a fascinating question. Actually, I'd love to hear Andy's take on this, because as I recall, if we were to go back about a decade ago, after the initial paclitaxel data sets came out, I think yourself and the folks at MD Anderson did a trial of docetaxel in patients who had received paclitaxel previously.
It was MD Anderson, Valero.
Okay, and I thought Memorial participated in that as well. But my recollection was that the overall response rate in that population was somewhere in the 10 to 20% range.
It was about 17% with 100 per meter squared of docetaxel every 3 weeks in paclitaxel refractory disease, so, Vicente Valero.
So the response rate to ixabepalone in this population of patients who were anthracycline taxane refractory in the monotherapy setting was 14%.
So, and if you look at data for capecitabine and gemcitabine, it all falls in that same ballpark. So
I'm sorry, just George, to clarify for me, the monotherapy after just anthracycline taxane or after three or four lines?
I believe it was anthracycline taxane and capecitabine.
Okay, so maybe fourth and fifth line, 14% response rate.
14%. So what I don't know is if we had exactly the same population of patients who had progressed on anthracycline and, say, paclitaxel, and then were randomized to docetaxel versus ixabepalone, would you see any difference?
So I haven't given this drug.
I simply don't know.
I haven't given this drug.